Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Jason Madison, John Gervais, and Trey Edwards. Big show for you guys today. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. That's the website. That's the Patreon. Make sure you're locked in. You're getting all the extra content, like the Cinephobe Rewatchingtons that we do every other Monday, like the Cinephobe special edition episodes that are hidden in there, like Jason X, like Four Christmases, like the Great White Hype, Half Baked. There's so many, I can't name them all. Also, access to Discord, access to the OG pod episodes. man, there's just so much. You definitely want to be a subscriber. Patreon.com/countthedings. Jason, do you know the AC Green story? This might be legit my favorite Trey story.
I've heard about it, but I don't know if I ever heard it.
Trey, there's some new listeners, Trey.
Right.
We got new listeners, Trey. They need
to. All right, man. So we at Southwest College, Jason. My goddad's like, yo, I'm going to put you in this camp.
How old are you?
I was 11. Okay. So So I'm in this camp, bro. I'm with my god brothers. We in the camp. I end up winning MVP. So they like, hey man, you gonna get the chance to meet AC Green.
Random.
No, it's his camp. It's his camp. It's AC Green camp, but I'm also like the MVP of this camp. So this is like I had a chance to say anything. I had a chance to say anything.
Yeah.
Like, did you know?
Did you know about AC Green?
Yes. Oh, you listen to the story.
Okay.
Of course, I'm going to be a clown because I want friends. I want to be funny. 11-year-olds are dickheads. Mm-hmm. I was like, it's crazy. I get more pussy than AC Green.
You said that on the microphone?
Bro, in front of the camp. It wasn't on the microphone or nothing, bro.
Yeah.
AC Green was just like, I don't know if he was disgusted. I don't know if he was hurt. I don't even know what this shit was going
disappointed.
On.
Disappointed.
Because like, AC Green probably was like my age at this time, Jason. He was retired. Yeah. He was just trying to chill. He was a virgin. He was waiting until he was actually going to find his queen, bro. And my ignorant ass does this. And he kept a straight face. And he just did me like this. Just welcomed me back down to the camp shit. And I just know this man wanted to cry internally.
Yo, I want to slap the shit out of you.
Yeah, that's what he wanted to do. But my favorite part of the story is I said, Trey, what happened? What happened with the camp? I said, everybody started cheering at this nigga Trey.
Wait, what? Yeah, what did the kids do?
They all started cheering at this nigga Trey, like, yes.
So I got the MVP award, bro.
Yeah.
And after I said it, before I sit down, I do some bullshit. Like, I did like a spin.
Like a little dance move.
Yeah. And then I was just like, oh, like, and they're like, Trey. So I'm like, just so excited, bro. I go sit down, and niggas is like giving me the, like, you know, like how your nigga rub your shoulder, like, you the man.
Yeah.
I told you, bro. And I'm I just think about that shit. It's so embarrassing now because it's just like,
no, that's funny. That's funny.
Like, if it would happen now, I probably would have went viral.
Yeah. Sure.
Quick captions at the bottom of the video so niggas can really know what I
get
see
more pussy than AC Green. And he's 11 years old. And the crowd, the chant.
Yeah, everybody's like, yeah. like you're Rudy and shit.
Oh, shit.
Jason, so that's why just imagine this, though, Jason. I'm 5'7".
Yeah,
my shirt is overly big, so like this. Like, I'm just janky from all this shit. Like, my shit is just crazy. My collar fucked up.
No, I could imagine the whole scene, bro.
And it's a baggy era, so I'm asking for like an XL.
Yeah,
like, I'm just like I'm just out there just crazy.
This is like 96, right? Some shit like that. Yeah.
Yes, this is 90. It's exactly 96.
Yeah,
and I'm a Bulls fan at this, so I'm really like, fuck AC Green, bro.
Yeah. Yo,
hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, noodle. Hey, boy. How you doing? And Noodle's just like,
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for your eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Trey, have you ever met AC Green since that day, like as an adult?
Oh, 2004. My grandma went to high school with AC Green Sr.
No way!
Yo! Wow.
That is wild.
The craziest, like, fucking...
Yo, they both from Portland, bro. So
right.
And Damon Stoudemire daddy went to school with them, Willie Stoudemire.
Wow.
So, just ideally, right?
Yeah.
But we go to church. Who's there?
No.
He don't remember me, though.
Of course, because you were a child. Now you're a grown man. Yeah.
And I was just like, I'm 19. I ain't say shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I kept it cool. Because we in church, too, because I didn't want my grandma to be like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Because my grandma didn't know nothing about that shit either.
Yeah, you're not going to bring that up at that. That's the worst thing. And you at 19, you're not old enough to be able to be, like, truthful with adults in your life, like your parents, your grandparents. You're still a kid, basically. So wait a second. So if you ran into AC Green like today, because you know, like, he's still,
I apologize. I tell him the story and then I apologize.
Wow. Would you, what about if you ran into Deion Sanders?
That's a good segue.
We forgot, nigga.
Nah. So America, because Jason's on my head. He's not letting me live on this shit, right?
Hey, man.
Jerv, give me the patriotic background for this.
Okay. I have no idea what's about to happen, but great.
All right. So it is 1:55 Sunday, East Coast time, September 10th. America, I want to apologize to the Colorado Buffaloes and Deion Sanders, Coach Prime and Deion Sanders Jr. and Travis Hunter and the rest of the young men.
Not Deion Sanders Jr. Shedeur Sanders. Say that name.
Get it right.
You're right. Shedeur Sanders. No, because I mixed it up. I be seeing Deion Sanders Jr. tweeting, and I be forgetting that nigga already played at SMU and did his thing. So, Again, Trayvon Edwards, a.k.a. Duke of Earl, a.k.a. Black Trey, a.k.a. Big Cap, want to apologize in front of our audience for ever doubting you guys. You guys have not only proved me wrong, but I hope that you win the national title. Not this year, but in general, get to the bowl undefeated season. I am a believer. I should have never doubted. I should have never rooted against you, black man. And I apologize on Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker network.
There it is, man. We should have put something on it. We should have had Trey.
Well, we already do got something on it because when they win
games,
Trey owes me $50.
Oh shit, man.
Wait, I think I was in on that bet, right?
Yeah, somebody else was in on it.
No,
too.
Yeah, it was me. No. Yeah, it was me because I said they was going to the playoffs. And then Trey tried to bet me the playoffs. So, Juju tried to bet the playoffs.
You guys, I tried to bet you on that shit too.
Oh yeah, and I said fuck
moving that shit, man. Moving that shit like one step forward. One
I got
step
three.
Forward.
I got three bets for 6 wins or more. I said they wouldn't win 6 wins. So 6 wins or more. They're gonna need four more.
That's two and Juju.
That, I'm saying, man.
They get that six. I'll be Venmoing or Cash Apping or Zelle 50 cash. You'll get it.
Yeah, man.
Oh, thanks, man.
Did you guys see what Shador was talking about? They said the coach was talking.
Yeah, so
Matt Rhule.
So
Matt Rhule. Go ahead, Jason.
No, I don't know what he said.
Matt Rhule just basically was saying like, you know, they not that good, and you know, like basically
he said that
like,
shit.
Yeah. Oh, they came in ultimately confident. But the thing was, he was just kind of like pretty much Deion'd out, right? And like not making a mockery, but like this is college football and cool, you got that win, but you got to see us and blah, blah, blah. And this nigga taking receipts, bro. He them niggas is kicking ass at this point. Like I can't even say that I'm even shocked at this point anymore because niggas is doing they shit. I'm just looking like. Slow burn
Originally, I thought they were talking about because they did the fucking stomp on the shit in the field. So, this is the dumbest shit.
Well, they did that after. They did that, like, arriving. Like, right? But this is after they got TCU. They were just like, we got them. We about to smack them. We ain't even worried about them. That was the thing.
Yo, they got smacked. That's a crazy. It's at least TCU, that shit was a game. It was an exciting game. Yeah. These niggas got smacked,
Well, they held their own for like a little bit into the second quarter. And once that shit got to 10-0, that shit did not stop.
It was a wrap, bro.
Beating their ass, bro.
That's the whole thing. It's like them niggas are just – they're confident. Their confidence does not wane throughout the course of the game. If shit is not going their way, you know, like niggas like, we about to get it. We about to get it next series.
So this it's funny you should mention that, Jay, because – I watched there's a clip from All the Smoke. Tyson Chandler was on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And him and Steven Jackson were recalling a practice story when they were in Charlotte where Steven Jackson got Michael Jordan came down and tried to like practice with him. And Steven Jackson started talking shit to that nigga. I'm like, oh, that old shit don't work around here. And da 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 da, like just talking mad shit. So Mike took the second string and he beat the starters with him. And they were talking about, like, Mike didn't even play that well, but he put the confidence in the starters. And DJ Augustine looked like Steph Curry out there. Niggas just lighting up. And
hey, so you put the battery in niggas' back, man.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if that's what's happening also in Colorado. It's like, this nigga Prime has them believing, like, we are one of the best teams in the country.
They were showing some shit when he was coaching them in Pee Wee or whatever, where they had, I believe, on the back of their helmets. And I think, like, you know, part of it, he's been coaching these niggas, a lot of these niggas since they was kids, the running back since he was a little kid. Like, so yeah, I think he's been instilling a certain confidence in him. And I think at that level, like, I don't know if it will work the same in the NFL, but that'd be the difference maker. And sometimes niggas dropping the ball and not, you know what I'm saying? Niggas making a good throw and not.
Like, how much of it is him coach? Like, he's got his guys, so to speak. Like, I guess what I'm asking is one day them kids are all going to graduate.
Right, that's what I'm thinking about. Yeah, like what's gonna happen with the next set of players that he has?
Oh, don't worry, he got the number one quarterback coming in 2025 already.
Right, and that's the whole thing.
Them niggas is gonna be confident.
Yeah, because he's now built a system. Right, it's like kind of the whole Nick Saban thing where it's like you build a system around whoever your first crew of niggas is, and then like you just get the best niggas now. So all the best niggas that he doesn't know are going to come to him because he's Coach Prime. So since, like, you know, it should work in perpetuity if you think about it like that. Like, niggas who play college football are going to want to play for Deion, seemingly.
Interesting stuff. It is interesting, man, because it's like, yo, man, like, this is the worst team in the conference.
Right. But it's like, and it's the same thing in basketball, though, right? I mean, like, with Coach Cal or, like, whoever, like, the big recruiting coaches are, like,
yeah,
niggas come play for the for them. It don't matter what college they at.
Yeah, but, no, yeah, it's true. But I guess, it seems like, yeah, I guess it makes sense. Yeah, by the time he's done with his guys, he's going to be getting A1 talent.
Yeah.
And now, yeah. No,
so another thing, too, Colorado and Nebraska are rivals.
Yeah, it was a rivalry game.
It was a rivalry game, so that's why it was even more intense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
Nigga spanked them.
So it's actually their biggest rival. So that nigga about to really write his check.
Oh, for real? Shit, man. This nigga's
That nigga blasted the rival. And like that, yeah, that game wasn't even close, bro. And they performed better than they were 1-11 last year. Now they're 2-0.
Crazy.
Insane, man. All right, that's gonna do it for us on Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're locked in, you're getting the extra content, you're getting this podcast all at once. Shout out to everyone who joined into the Bomb Fantasy League. We're gonna keep you guys updated about that. For Trey, for Jer, for Jason, I'm Amin telling you to stay black, motherfuckers.